Kamala Harris flees D.C. for Los Angeles after close contact with infected staffer. By Charlie Spiring on December 23, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris left for Los Angeles late Wednesday evening after spending a day with a staffer who later tested positive for coronavirus. Chief spokesperson Simone Sanders informed reporters in a statement that a staffer who spent Tuesday with Harris then tested positive for the virus on Wednesday. Harris tested negative for the virus on Wednesday morning, both an antigen test and a PCR test. She will be tested again on Friday, then again on Monday per CDC guidance, Sanders wrote, noting that the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, guidance does not require fully vaccinated people to quarantine. Sanders revealed Harris would leave that night for Los Angeles and draw to a close a less than stellar year. Harris and her husband Doug Imhoff will remain in Los Angeles until after the new year. Harris' brush with the coronavirus comes after the vice president admitted in an interview with the Los Angeles Times the emergence of the Delta and Omicron variant of the virus caught them off guard. "We didn't see Delta coming. I think most scientists did not, upon whose advice and direction we have relied, didn't see Delta coming," Harris said. "We didn't see Omicron coming. And that's the nature of what this awful virus has been. Which, as it turns out, has mutations and variants."